All right, last 2 days, I've been going on about China and about blame shifting, even the 3 days a little bit. There's this snafu about a fact thing, and Trump had a tweet, and 98%, or someone else had a tweet, that someone in Florida was reporting 98% in infection rate, and it's only 9.4. Now I've looked at this and I've gone through this and I've seen what people are taking this. The thing is, it is a 98% rate of those specific 522 people that were tested, but it's not a 98% infection rate of the population. And so there is spin that's going on here. And I think it's mostly coming from the people that are reporting this. You don't go out to the public and say, yeah, 98% infection rate. That's not going to be beneficial. You got to be careful how you say that. Everyone talks about how Trump's got to be careful that he's not inflammatory. Don't you think saying 98% infection rate instead of saying 98% of these 522 people got sick? Don't you think, with all this talk about how Trump says stuff to stir fear, that we should be more careful about how we throw the term 98% infected around? I don't think that the conservatives that were taking that side saying, no, it was 9.4%. I don't think that they're wrong for doing what people said, what the other guys said that Trump should do, to talk nicer and be less inflammatory. I like seeing facts. I'm glad we've got facts out there about it. And I'll tell you, it's disappointing on both sides that everyone is such a sensationist about all this. Everyone's just so, we're all going to die. It's 98%. Everyone, wear your masks. No, it's not. They lied. It was so bad. It's only 9.4. Well, 9.4 of what? They're all liars. We can't trust any of them. The sensationism across the board, not having a level head, that's kind of another problem. But No, the conservatives there were not wrong for objecting. Those numbers should have been reported more carefully. There is a lot of fear being thrown out there into people, among the people, that we've got to be afraid of this virus. So I'm all about wearing masks in public if there's something going around, something big going around anyway. I'm all in favor of that. I'm not in favor of doing it because people are afraid. I think that is highly inappropriate. So inappropriate. We do not need to be stirring fear. We do not need to be doing that. We need to be calming people down. It goes back to the blame shifting thing. People get afraid. They start looking for someone to blame because those are all weak postures. I'm afraid because I think I'm weak. I'm going to blame someone else because I think I'm weak. And I don't see resilience. But then again, if someone's weak and they decide they're going to try to become strong, they'll go out and they'll do something to get themselves sick and knock themselves on their back and maybe die because they're weak and they're trying to pretend to be strong. That's a whole other problem. We need people that are actually strong. We need to do things to be safe, and we need to, not do it out of fear. School closings and openings, that's a whole topic for a whole other day. I might get into that next week. I don't want to say too much, but about what I'm planning and stuff. Well, Podcast Weekly, I might end up getting into that in the Podcast Weekly. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I might have something about it. That's all I'm going to say. Well, because Podcast Weekly is where I talk about what I've been doing, the work I've been doing, and what comes across my desk. There's a way to try to understand something. This has been on my paper all week. See, the right-wing voters and left-wing voters have different ways of looking at the world. And there's a lot of points where people are right and wrong, but there's a difference in their thinking, and I don't think that one is healthy and the other one is unhealthy. I think that both of them are healthy. I think my friend told me G.K. Chesterton quote. My friend's a big book reader fan, far more than I am. I'm a book writer. G.K. Chesterton said that it's up to the liberals to make the mistakes, and it's up to the conservatives to preserve them. I don't think so. It was conservatives that tried the experiment of the American federal system, where the sovereign government is the state. The state is a local at the provincial level instead of the state being at the national level. Because in every other country, the state is the government. Taiwan's government says they're the state. China's government says they're the state. And Hong Kong's government is not the state. It is a SAR. It is a special administrative region. It's what they call it. Japan's government is a state. But in America, the federal government is not the state. The state is the governments of Florida or California or Washington or Michigan or Pennsylvania. Those are the states. What would be a nation in any other place in the world, except Australia. Australia also has a federal system, so they call it a federal government. In Asia, they call it a central government. In the Chinese countries of the Chinese speaking countries of Taiwan and in China, they refer to their government as the central government. That's what they call it. In this thinking, G.K. Chesterton. The it's up to the liberals to make the mistakes, up to the conservatives to preserve them. I don't agree. That's cute. That's kind of laughable. But I don't think that conservatives only preserve the mistakes that liberals try. Conservatives have their own ideas. Ronald Reagan called it trickle-down economics. It's kind of based on a theory of the Laffer curve, which is an unproven theory, but it's a working theory, and Reagan seemed to make it work for him. Lower taxes, revenue increased. So it seemed to work. Yeah, that's right. There's a sweet spot. You want taxes to be not too high and not too low. You want them to be just right. And then you'll have maximum revenue. And it'll either be ultra low or ultra high. And you got to get the sweet spot. Democrats think that if we raise taxes, revenue will always go up. And that goes back to the fundamental thinking difference between the conservative and the liberal voter when it comes to voting in politics. Conservatives are very competent in how to do the few things they decide to do. Liberals are very competent in knowing what things we should be doing. And so there's a lot more that they want to do. But everything they do crashes and burns, which is the political platform for those conservatives to come along a few years later and elect a Republican or something. You see, the liberals, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to do this. And they're right, we got to do those things. And the conservatives, I don't see a problem. That's because you're sitting there by yourself, you built your own house nicely, and you don't see other people suffering. Other people might not know how to build houses, and you're not teaching them. You think they're lazy or whatever. You think you worked hard, you built your house, so you're okay. The other guy, he didn't build his house because he's lazy. Let him suffer. That's the end. And that's what conservatives do. Well, liberals say, no, everybody should learn. We got to make sure that other guy didn't build his house because he didn't know how to. We got to teach him. And of course, that's true. But their solution is always something that doesn't work. They say government should teach him. Well, that costs money. And that's the people's money. And no money is not unlimited with government. But the liberals think that it is, kind of, because the liberals don't know how. The conservatives know how to balance a budget. Now, a lot of times they don't, but budget being out of control is a whole other thing and raises conspiracy questions. I don't want to get into that. But conservatives will know how to do things. And liberals know what needs to be done. And they need to listen to each other. If we could get conservatives to listen to liberals, liberals say, we got to do this. Well, okay, if government does everything, then it's government won't be able to do anything because they'll be too busy. And it'll be done badly. That's what happens in countries where government does everything. Everything's badly done because government has too much on its hands. We've got to empower people to do stuff themselves. Let people do it if government doesn't do it in time. But you say government's got to do it, then that's not going to happen. And liberals don't know that. But conservatives do. But conservatives don't care because they've got their comfortable lives and they don't think they need to solve that problem over there. It's imaginary. And what we need to have is conservatives listen to the liberals who say, we've got to do something about this. Conservatives say, okay, we'll take up your cause. Please listen to us on how to do it. Just doing it the wrong way is going to make it worse. We've got to do it right. But I will go through this with you, and we will do this. And the liberals need to say, okay, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Conservative. Thank you for helping me with this. I will listen to you when you tell me how we should probably do it. And if there's a problem, we'll talk. But I will include you and listen to you in the way how to do it. That's what we need to be doing. And that's what my platform is on the People's Party. See you next week.